Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, well, hello.
It's weird talking to you and then having to, like, act like I just started talking to you.
I could start just leaving the room and then do the countdown and then run and jump and, like, land and hit the start button. I need to get the fucking secretary over here and make her do that. I'd be like, I don't know what to tell you. You got to work Monday nights now, too.
That's fair.
She'd be like, this doesn't seem like my job. just hit start and Google things when I need you to Google them. It's a pretty simple job.
Yeah.
And if there weren't these ridiculous labor laws, I could hire, like, a child.
For free.
Do that. Yeah.
You can have them work towards their freedom.
It's not slavery if you have goals,
right? Just just make them think that there's an end.
Indentured servitude.
How's the new place?
As no one can see at home, but you can see via Skype, it's boxy.
Yeah, it looks like
lots of boxes. Lots of boxes everywhere, but I have my own office/studio room that's pretty big.
Right on. Is it? It's a two-bedroom?
Three.
Oh, three. Right on.
Yeah. So I just overtook one of the bedrooms and turned it into the studio, so I've got to get in here and put a little, I don't know, sound deadening and some cool pictures up and the rest of the gaming accessories that were in the other place.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Get my pop filter out of whatever box I stuck it in so I don't have to use a cut-up t-shirt.
Yeah, it looks real cool.
I found electrical tape and thin t-shirts.
And you used like 400 feet of electrical tape, it looks like, dude. Just mummified that motherfucker, dude.
It kept sliding. So. Decisions were made, and this is where we landed. But no, the move is going pretty good. Hey, you know what you should never do is move into a third story walk up that's a spiral staircase.
Oh boy. Was it awful?
It's just Mel and I. That's it.
Yeah.
So no one else here. We got some of those hand dolly things where you put the straps over your wrists.
Oh yeah.
You could pick shit up. If it wasn't for that, we probably wouldn't have got it done. But still, everything had to come up vertical until you got under another pass with the spiral.
Yeah.
Because it would go under like an archway for the next one. And then we'd have to like lay it down.
What
and
a pain in the ass, dude.
Dude, it's so bad. It's absolutely horrible. But gross. We got it done.
Jesus.
The internet guy today was like climbing up here and he's like, yo, you moving in? I don't want to do his voice because I think I'd sound racist if I just did his voice, but...
You're moving in?
No. He was like, hey, yo, man, I'm going to be there about 35 minutes. I was like, excuse me? this is Terrence with AT&T. I'll be there about 35, 40 minutes. An hour and a half later, he shows up. And he like doesn't speak, and he comes in, and I guess normally probably just hates his job. And he gets like all the way up the flight of stairs, and I was like, sorry, because he had to keep going to the basement and then up to mine, so it's fucking six flights of stairs he's got to keep going up and down. And so I stopped doing that and just went outside and sat down and listened to him, and then he was like, I need to know where to hook this up. I was like, all right. So I went upstairs and moved some shit out of the way for him, and I was like, I'm sorry you got to keep coming up like all these flights of stairs, man, that's got to suck. And he was like, yeah, it's pretty bad. I was like, all right. He didn't say anything, and I was like, yeah, we just moved in yesterday, so, you know, I'm fucking over the stairs. And he goes, yeah, better you than me. I'd be paying somebody to do this shit. It's like, five-star AT&T rating. Like,
the best Christ.
Dude. But, so at the end, of, like, when I called AT&T to get the internet set up, they were like, on the website, it said I could only get 18 megs down and 3 up. And I was like, it's not going to cut it for me.
Yeah.
It probably would cut it, but. I like shiny numbers. So anyways, I got like 30. When I called, they said, no, we offer, you can get a 30 plan. And I was like, oh, okay. this dude comes over, and I was like, yeah. And I tell him that story because he's been so talkative lately, and he stops. He's like,
yeah, no
nah,
doubt.
Man, I'd give you like 75 down. I was like, you could what? He's like, yeah, I mean, it's a different plan, but all I got to do is switch a box out, and you can have 75 down. So I don't know how much that costs, but I'm going to try not to get it, but knowing that there's more levels of internet above me, it's really eating me up inside.
It's the way to go, dude. How much is it, if you don't mind me asking? Well, I mean, I guess I can just look it up on the internet. But
I think after the service, this is like 50 a month. It's like 45, and then you got to pay a service fee or whatever.
Oh, right on.
For the equipment. It's not bad for 30. I don't know what the 75 would be, but
that's what we have is a 75. But it's nice. Shit downloads real fast. I can't even imagine having 100 gig one day.
No. One day.
One day.
This is through phone lines too, so I don't know how the phone lines can now be faster than cable.
That's interesting.
Technology hasn't got any better. I live in a 110-year-old house.
It's that old?
Faster internet. Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
It's really old.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, if you saw the pictures I threw up, this place from the outside looks like a mansion.
And I did not.
There's windows. Oh, there's windows everywhere, right? So there's big bay windows and shit that stretches all the way around. And I'm home alone, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go into the sauna. So I just come out fucking swinging dick.
Yeah, like you do.
Hi, Mom. Yeah. It's like coming out. Da, 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 and just turn. There's like people outside having a picnic. You can see across the street. I think there's a school. You can see 360 panorama around this place. And I'm just, bow, bow, just dancing my way. And I forgot like three things. So I just went
just
back.
Kept going back and forth.
And the last time it was to get my towel from my room, so I walked all the way back across the house, grabbed the towel, and then was finally covered. I was like, "Man, I'm gonna get kicked out of this place super quick." Like,
is Melanie? did she have to leave for work or some shit?
Yeah, she's over in Detroit.
Wow. So she got to move in and then immediately leave. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome, but
it's ridiculous.
How was camping?
You know, it's my first foray into camping. It was.
I love it. It's like your first time in the woods.
Well, I mean, I've been in the woods before, but I've never roughed it. Melissa,
how big
packed,
was your tent?
two people. We Melissa and I had one tent, and then our buddy had his own tent. But Melissa packed enough food that we would have been fine out there for like a fucking week. So it wasn't roughing it by any stretch of the imagination. But I don't know. It's about what I expected. Driving 3 hours to go sleep on the ground was like it was that we lit shit on fire and. Yep. Sat around and just
back.
Didn't do anything because there's nothing to do while you're camping. There's fucking nothing to do.
I loved camping in Colorado, and I can't do it. I need to do it out here, but I just have no motivation to do anywhere else. You do it in Colorado, and you can pop your tent up next to a stream and then hike and hang off the tops of freaking mountains and see insane scenery.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it was real gorgeous where we were at. It was like eastern. Would that be considered eastern or central? Eastern Washington. And we were the main purpose was Melissa and her friend from work wanted to go look for morel mushrooms, which aren't poisonous or psychedelic. They're just for food. But it was like
just for funsies.
Yeah, because they're into that. Yeah, they both work at REI, so like outdoor stuff is pretty fascinating. So,
good thing she picked a guy that tries to make his living on the internet.
Yeah, if I could just not go outside, that would be ideal. I'm really digging the idea that Amazon will send you your fucking groceries.
We got same day delivery in Milwaukee like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
I haven't been to the store. I don't know what it is.
You're already using it?
Oh my God, yes. Are you, dude? So we were sitting there and Melanie was like looking, she was like, we should get those keto test strips, right, for the crap we're on. And she was like, where do you think we can find them? And I just went, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. Rubbed my phone for a second, threw my phone down. I was like, it'll be here in the morning. And we were cooking breakfast. Doop, doop, doop. There's my shit. I got some oil, MCT oil, and some keto strips at 9 in the morning.
That's, who, was it an Amazon truck that delivered it? Or?
Just a little Amazon white. He drove around the apartment complex and just like chunking boxes.
Wow.
Oh, it's
such
amazing.
A trip, man.
And her response was, do you want to get that Echo thing? Yeah, yes, I do. So that way, when I go and pull the last thing of TP off of the dispenser,
the speaker, I can go, I need toilet paper.
Echo, order me shit tickets. And it'll just do it.
You can calibrate it so it only responds to pirate voices.
She'll get tired of that so quick. She'll be like, Echo, order me whatever. Order new milk. Why won't Echo? I'm like, you got to start it with R. And if you don't cover one eye, it won't pay attention.
She'll believe you too. She will believe you. That's nuts. That's so fucking cool. We were at Safeway the other day and they had, what was it? A locker? Is that what it's called? The Amazon locker? Some shit like that. It's like this yellow box that has like sliders on it that locks and shit and has a little computer screen that you type in a code or something on it. But you can have your Amazon product delivered to that lock box instead of your home. So you just show up to the box. Like if you're not going to be home or some shit like that and you just want to pick it up after work, go to the lock box or whatever the hell it was called, the locker, and type in your information and it opens up and gives you your package. That's
pretty cool.
It's fucking weird. It's so weird. Amazon owns the world. Like that's the end.
Well,
right?
they have to do that because you can't use a post office. They close the same time.
Completely unreliable.
I have a 2-day package coming through the United States Postal Service that was supposed to be delivered on Saturday. Still not here, and the tracking says that it has been received at the post office in Colorado. That's all it said. No updates, no
That's
nothing.
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, God, I hate the post office.
It's terrible. It's well, I guess it's just federally funded, but I was going to say it's incredible that it's still in fucking business. Because if it weren't federally funded, it wouldn't be.
No, it turns out you can't be horrible at your only job.
Only in the government, man.
Only in the government. Jesus Christ.
You can be literal fucking worst at your job, and you have no fear of losing it at all.
Right.
That's not even a concern.
I had to mail a bunch of shit to Canada, and it would have cost me hundreds less if I'd have gone through the Postal Service. And I walked into a UPS store and went, I got a bunch of boxes that I need to go to Canada. And he was like, all right, write down all the information. And then I handed him my credit card, and the guy did everything. He fucking filled out the forms. He packaged it all up. He weighed it. He was like, what's in this? I was like, oh, toys. And he was like, ooh, I'm supposed to put it on the list. He was like, you know what kind of toys? I was like,
sex toys? I don't know.
Disney, I think. I don't know. It was for, like, Christmas presents. And he was like, I'll make. And he just, like, made some shit up for me. Because that's service.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Are we going to open the box up and take a look? Come on. Let's fucking be real, dude.
Yeah, he filled it out for me, and I was like, oh, I got to get this something notarized, too. And he's like, oh, right there. You can get something notarized. You can send all your crap.
Didn't you say this podcast is brought to you by... Oh, UPS. Go ahead. UPS? Are they? Do we got that? We got that UPS sponsorship.
What can Brown do for you?
Doo-doo Brown. Doo-doo brown. Didn't you say that you sent me a package?
Yeah, I sent your...
like a month ago?
Yeah, it was a black bag taped the fuck up.
Oh, that came from you. Oh, one of the 5-4 bags.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. That, all right, I got that.
Looked ridiculous because I clear taped the shit out.
Yeah, I was curious why it was. That was Brad that sent that 5-4 package that was just. Taped like fucking crazy.
She was like, "Why are you doing that?" And I was like, "It's for fun.
I'm a diver. This is what we do. I tape the piss out of everything."
I was like, it'll take him longer to open it. That's all.
And fortunately for me, that somebody invented a knife a couple years back. So,
yeah, well, there's clothes inside, so I didn't know if you'd take the chance.
I mean, I'm just gonna cut the tape. I'm not just gonna fuck.
You used to work for, and I still work for a place that people have used knives and severed their own airlines.
That's
they
true.
Breathe out of. So
while they're underwater.
Yeah. I just want more tape. So I'm dying. Anyways, we're a little off topic.
Real quick, while we're still somewhat on the subject of fucking idiot government workers, did you hear about the Navy ship that the USS Fort Worth? They
talking about the Russia flyby?
Oh no, not that. Oh. But somebody. Somebody fired up the motors for the USS Fort Worth without any fucking lubricating oil in them and just went ahead and spent $23 million.
Just cash.
Just smoked
checks.
The motor, dude. That was it.
How old is that ship?
Oh, it's brand new. It's brand new. It's the same class that that you worked on, that fucking Milwaukee.
Because, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if the thing's run by a giant 4-foot-wide iPad, it probably has low oil pressure indication.
I would think. Yeah, somebody seriously dropped the ball. Definitely.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you saw I did the inspection of the USS Milwaukee, and the shit was just loose and falling off and... half painted. I was like, what is happening?
That's so funny.
And the guy was like, because I can't say it passes or fails. I can just, like,
show you
basically
yeah.
checklist. Yeah. And, like, here's the deficiencies and it, you know, do with it. And he's like, thanks. And basically just chunked it in the trash. It was just a check off his list.
Right.
Like, have a diver crawl around it. And then they broke down a month later.
That's. So ridiculous, dude. Anyways, enough about your tax dollars. Let's talk about some depressing science shit.
Actually, I went only positive.
Oh, really?
For science. I only have one. I have two topics. One of the topics, very quick. SpaceX construction has begun for the Boca Chica, Texas launch site.
Nice.
So they're building their own.
What part of Texas is that?
Space Center.
Southeast?
Bumfuck?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's probably Southeast. I think it's got to be pretty close. I don't know, man. I thought they had to go near coastal, but that might just be.
It seems like for convenience purposes, it would be coastal. You know what I mean?
And for like immediate. Like, if one goes up and explodes, like, a lot of the shit would just hit the water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a good...
If you can only put people on one side, then it, like, cuts your casualties in half. When one of those things just fucking explodes. But they're still in the Earth moving stage, so you're still looking at, you know, a couple of years at least.
Oh, right on.
But they have begun production. The other thing I've got science-wise was we talked about the other day, a couple episodes back, about the discovery of gravitational waves. And we had done it like we've done so many times before and reported a brand new story and said that we were going to come back and talk about how it was actually done, like how the discovery was made and what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And I have finally stuck to my guns on that one and went and learned as much practically as I could about it, to the point where I was like just hearing repeat information that I didn't think anybody cared about. But just to recap, gravitational waves were discovered for the first time in human history, and it's as important of a discovery as the first time that we viewed the stars 400 some odd years ago. This solidified the Einstein's theory of relativity. It's you might as well, I guess, stamp a law sticker on it. I don't know.
That's
what they're gonna do there.
Pretty fucking
but
cool.
That was kind of lost on the first podcast because that was basically all the information we had. We knew that they had used lasers to measure the incoming wave, but we didn't know how the you and I mean, they of course knew how they fucking did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know how they did it. So here's the backdrop of the story. There was two colliding black holes discovered. And what these holes were about 150 kilometers in diameter each, relatively small. Each one of these black holes, 150 kilometers, what, the size of Manhattan?
Yeah, it's not too big.
Right? 150 kilometers wide, the density was approximately 30 times that of our sun.
150 kilometers wide? I mean, that's... How big is that? Anyways, it's not that big for space stuff, space
yeah.
things. Anyways,
it's
sorry,
tiny.
Go on.
It's a little
it's
section.
It's quite
of
a bit bigger
right.
than Manhattan, that's for sure. But
I'll do a little thing. How big, how wide is 150 kilometer?
Did you get a mechanical keyboard? Or is it just...
I've had one.
Really?
Yeah, it's only 93 miles. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, so you're looking at 93 miles approximately wide. This thing's tiny, teeny tiny. Two of them. And they're spinning at just below the speed of light. Both of them. And their gravities are so intense that they've been drifting in closer and closer together. And then they were absorbed. And once they collided, they formed a larger black hole, of course, that is growing in intensity. But it created a massive ripple through space-time.
What?
Once they found this phenomena, what they've done is they believe that it has happened before. And they can see it happening maybe slowly, like two black holes very distant. But they were able to capture... one that was about to happen. To us, it was about to happen. It actually happened 1.3 billion years ago.
Jesus Christ.
But, you know, what's time? And what captured it was a thing called LIGO. L-I-G-O.
Mm-hmm.
Or LIGO. LIGO is a laser interferometer gravitational wave observatory. It's actually a lot simpler than what it sounds in its name. It's a laser, a giant laser,
mm-hmm.
on the ground in the desert that is shot into a mirror. And the mirror splits these. It splits the beam into two,
mm-hmm.
and shoots them down a Y.
Yeah.
Each Y is the exact same length, and the length is about 4 kilometers.
Okay.
Okay. So it goes 4 kilometers out one way and about 45 degree angle. The other way goes another 4 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every day of the year, these two lasers go out, they hit a mirror, they come back. Because of the split and the exact, this is where the fine tooth of this comes in. The lasers meet back and their wavelength is now opposite of each other and it cancels it out. No light comes back. Once they hit the mirror, one beam goes in, is split to two. When it comes back, two beams collect and split or combine to none.
Jesus. What?
Zero visible life because their wavelengths are opposite of each other. So if you lay them on top of each other, we can't see it.
That's crazy.
No longer visible light. Now, when the gravitational wave happened and came through, it literally stretches the Earth. But you don't perceive it because of relativity.
Yeah.
If relativity wasn't a thing, we'd all go, son of a bitch, and like stretch out, and we'd look all weird. But relativity allows us to not perceive it. If a second was not really a second, if it took 5 minutes, but we perceived it to be a second, mm-hmm. we would know no different. But because these arms are such great lengths away from each other, and the laser is moving at the speed of light, which is just slightly faster than the gravitational wave, when it comes back, it disrupts the two wavelengths just enough that a little bit of light gets to come through.
Oh, no shit.
So there's no light, no light, no light, 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 and it went faster and faster and faster, and then a lot of light, like a big, that big bang came through. And they were able to visibly see that beam of light come through because the wave was so massive that it disrupted the beam quite a bit.
What a trip, dude.
There's beyond the massive breakthrough that lets you know that relativity is fact. Gravity is not immeasurable now. We can actually view it. It spits it out into like an audiograph when they do it. You can hear space. You can hear the gravity. Literally, pop, 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 boom. Like you hear the passing of the waves come through because it's...
It sounds like bumping?
I guess that's the easiest way. Yeah, it's the easiest way for it to, like a pulse.
Oh, okay.
It's the easiest way for it to bring in the information. It can listen to a lot more. It can listen to any type of sound, either, you know, magnetic disturbance, even the earth moans and creaks. If you listen to space noise where they've taken inaudible sounds and put them on the wavelength that we can hear, planets like moan and hum.
What? Why?
Yeah. It's all electrical magnetic electromagnetic interference. Most of it
makes me think of that screaming sun that was in Rick and Morty, dude. So how long are the days here? 70 hours. Ooh.
That image is now. That and that. Show me what you've got. Ooh. So now we've proven relativity. We have proven gravitational waves exist, and we can now measure the distance that took to get here. So we know that it was, 1.3 billion years for that instance. Now what they're hunting is the wave from the original Big Bang.
How interesting. I mean, how fast is this thing moving? How fast do these waves move?
Just under the speed of light.
Oh, okay.
Right?
How in the fuck are they going to find it?
They found this one. I guess they're using whatever data. It took them months to analyze this data. The only thing I don't understand is how the Big Bang had to have happened further back than this. So the only thing I can think of is that they are ignoring the fact that, well, I guess those waves are moving under the speed of light, and the Big Bang must have pushed us and all of the particles as fast as the speed of light is what we know to be the speed limit. So unless they're thinking that it pushed it faster, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how this was. This one, I can understand this instance being 1.3 billion years ago because it was already out there that far away. It was 1.3 billion light years away when it happened.
Yeah.
But at the initial burst, wouldn't that gravitational wave be ahead of us?
Because
Earth would have been
right inside
of it, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they said they're hunting. I don't understand that part. I believe if you were part of the bang, then that gravitational wave would have been instant.
Yeah.
Then it would have pushed on in front of you. But, alas, they are smarter men than you or I, so if they're looking for it, they must have a mathematical you know, reason
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, they definitely have pieces of paper that say that they're smart enough to go find a wave of gravity flying through space. So,
unless one of them happens to listen to this podcast and goes, oh, shit. Kevin,
look at the wrong fucking way.
Look at the wrong way.
It's not over there. It's over there. Ugh. Classic.
Don't tell that idiot he got it right.
Classic Kevin.
But that's it. That's how it was done. That's why it's important. I hope. I know I was interested about it when it first happened.
Dude, and yeah, totally. Super interesting.
And figure it out was actually really cool. This is pretty crazy. You know, the LIGO's been around for a while. Like, I watched a video that looked like it was copied over from VHS. Swear to God. It was, like, bad. They were like, the LIGO. And it was all before any mention of gravitational waves. There's, like, some scientists like, we could one day prove that there's gravity. Like, he was super excited about it, and then it just went on. And I guess the mirror has to be like hover balanced with magnets, so it can't be interrupted by the noise from Earth.
Oh, really?
And there's two of them. Yeah, there's two of them that are. God, how far apart are they? I wrote that down too. There's 1,900 miles between the two sites.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Identical in every way. And they're linked.
One of them's in what, like Virginia or something like that, right? And isn't another one in like Spain or some shit?
I think so.
Are they?
I think one is in Spain.
Okay. Yeah, I remember reading, that was a while ago. I don't retain information, especially smart stuff, so.
But both events were measured simultaneously. There was no error there. They almost with it. I mean the amount of time.
Oh sure.
Difference between
oh yeah
the
yeah.
Two
yeah.
Is,
it happened. I mean regardless, it happened at both sites. So
yeah.
That's
it. If an earthquake causes one of these ripples, for some like a disturbance in the mirror, mm-hmm. One will recognize it, and the other won't.
Okay.
So there's tons of data that comes in, and if they don't match exactly,
it's trash.
They discard it as not being space.
Yeah.
They say it's Earth. The guy from, it wasn't NASA, it was another organization. I'm sorry, the name fleets me now. But the guy that was talking about it said that if it was to measure only the space between our sun and the closest neighboring sun, it can measure information or variations in the laser at a thickness of less than the human hair.
Whoa.
So it's so incredibly fine-tuned.
Wow. That's nuts.
And that, of course, is why we're getting results now. It's because they've able to bring the precision down to such a level that they're picking this stuff
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's fucking cool, man. There's some cool stuff out there. A lot cooler stuff than...
Space.
That's why we started this, but a lot cooler stuff than what you hear about, that's for sure. On the news and shit like that, it's just nothing worth listening to at all, honestly.
Nope. You can tune in and listen to the argument about the fake leader of the fake economies.
Right.
They don't want to teach you about this stuff because then you might get too smart and go, that doesn't make any sense. But on that note, in science, I'm done with my science bit for today because it wasn't depressing for once.
For once, we found something. Oh boy, that's cool. Well, that's exciting. That's got to be a first for the podcast.
It's good. Going back and redoing something we said we were going to, or doing something positive on
both.
Science.
Yeah. C, all of the above. So did you get a, what'd you do this weekend? Did you get a kill some bad guys?
I moved, man. I
just moving?
Just moved. I got on and played a beta. I did play a beta. What is the name of the beta?
Yeah, what was that? It was like Star something or some shit, wasn't it?
Yep, it is Supernova. So I played Supernova. Now, if you are a MOBA fan and you really, really wanted to be able to extensively customize the little minion troops.
Yeah.
This might be the game for you.
Wow, that doesn't sound fun.
It has an auto update feature like a Smite, or I guess Dota probably has it. I've never played Dota, but
what do you mean an auto update feature?
Auto like it'll pick your traits as you level up for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think Dota has one of those.
No, but Smite does. I've never played it. Dota, but Smite has it where when you return to base, it will auto buy like your amulets and stuff for you. That you would end up needing. This game has so much that I had to auto update everything, so they might as well have not had any of it.
Sure.
That's how extreme it went. Like I could either pick like little minion tanks, and some of them can only attack ground units, and some of them can attack ground and air, and some of them can only attack air, and some of them have special like healing abilities, and every wave happens after a minute or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
So you pick your guys for the first wave. And then when you pick your guys for the second wave, it goes with the guy you picked with your first wave. And then adds the next set of troops. So if I go infantry, next wave comes around, I go infantry. So now I have two infantry coming out. Next round goes and I do a bunch of tanks. Now I got those. I got all three.
Oh, okay.
Then you can choose to swap out and change the formation once it gets bigger. It got so confusing. I would have to play for just, I mean, it would take me weeks probably to get to where I could turn off auto update, because it's just like a regular MOBA besides it. So you have what's called a commander, and my commander is on the ground, and
he's your hero unit.
Yep, yeah, it's your hero unit. You're clicking, you can go battle. Those little, just like in
creeps and shit.
Right. Yeah. So just like in, Heroes of the Storm, you've got the little camps.
Yeah.
And there's just like it. So there'll be like two big camps that you need multiple guys to go after.
Sure.
And there's like three on each side, on both sides of the map, that are little camps. You can do those by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You get the points to level up, and it's, same thing as people kill parts of your base and you take parts of theirs, your ranking goes up. So at the top, it's the same way as pretty much all MOBAs.
Yeah.
Now, when the game starts, as you log in, it puts you in lanes and with a partner. So you don't get to just start out and you go like, I'm going to go top lane, you go bottom.
Yeah.
One guy go middle.
Mm-hmm.
It says top lane, middle, bottom lane. Two go top, one goes middle, two goes bottom.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but if you don't do it, people in that game just start screaming at you.
What? Who are these people?
Like, you can go top if you fell into the bottom slot, but the guy would go, where's my partner? Where's my... Just start freaking out, just losing his goddamn mind. So
people and their rules.
They'd love it, and it's like, well, there's only one guy at mid. Like, I bet you we could all just push mid, and they won't expect it. You just plow right over them, right? But nobody does it. Everybody, if you go outside, like, I went and hunted. I went and did camps.
Yeah.
Because we were losing. But these guys tried to forfeit the game I was in. Did some camps, got leveled up. went down the middle lane, ended up plowing through with this guy, and started attacking their home base. And when the game ended, there was one guy that had more points than me. I was second right behind him. We were head over shoulders above everybody else. We did lose, but it was a very close game.
Yeah.
And they just started, obviously, this is your first game, like, just messaging the shit out of me.
Wow.
That
isn't this game in beta? Like, who the fuck are these guys?
Beta.
It's a bunch of that. I hate. I don't care who I offend in saying this. I can't fucking stand the fan group for MOBAs. They're fucking vile. They're terrible. They're the worst. They're worse than any Call of Duty fans. They're worse than any fucking Battlefield fans, and I think they're worse than fucking street or fighting game kids. And those dudes have like terrible coke problems. Like, it's those MOBA kids are just shitheads, and it's such a fucking elitist crew.
I stayed and just went to the message board for a little while to see what people were saying.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Well, somebody said, what do people think about this?" And there was a guy in there that no matter what you said, he was there to prove you wrong.
Sure.
On why what you said was wrong. So I said, this game plays a lot like Heroes of the Storm with customizable troops. Like the map, like the way the three lanes were set up, the way they had like little side boss thing off the side, it played very similar to me. They had,
I mean, they're like certainly not breaking the mold with those MOBA games, that's for sure.
Right, but the character layouts, like there was one big fat guy that threw shit, and then there was one girl that's a sniper. Like, it was,
yeah,
it was like pretty close, right? And this dude was like, obviously, you've never played Heroes of the Storm. And I was like, you're right. I picked a random game
just
that
a
I had
shot
heard
dark.
Of. Just threw it out there, and like there was a couple other people that debated it or whatever. They're like, I think it's more like, and they said, and they love to throw super obscure games that I think no one's like. I think it actually plays a lot like Kingo Changamong 3. It only released in Japan. I should know. I'm a pretty heavy MOBA player. like, come on, take your keyboard, turn it sideways, lube it up real nice, and just wedge it right up your asshole. They were in that when you're in the loading screen, like when you pick your hero and get ready to launch,
yeah,
you can just sit there and not hit ready, and it's just a rolling chat room the whole
sure
time.
People oh, sharing like useful information and encouraging words and wishing the best to others' mothers and not being bigots, like all that stuff, right? Like typical
all that stuff. Yeah, everyone intimately knows everyone's mother.
Absolutely, inside and out.
MOBAs. Mostly inside. It's so we don't hear the horrible influence of a sweet ranking system, but I'm gonna give it like 2 day old mayonnaise that's been outside. Is that a good ranking system? It's not
awesome. Troop thing sounds interesting. What was the name of it?
Supernova.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, it's an open beta. I can't even tell you who made the game. I don't think I knew the studio.
Is it on Steam or some shit? Or did you just stumble on it through the internet?
Yeah, that's the interwebs.
Okay.
Doing my cruising for stuff. I found it.
Nice.
And the beta had opened. You know, if you get it, maybe we can get on and try it. You're a lot better at MOBAs than I am, so maybe you'll like it. But it was eventually I hit auto for my character.
Yeah.
So my main hero would auto level up and auto acquire her asphyxiation. It would auto acquire
like gear and all that. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I gotcha.
And then I set auto for my troops. And then I just played it like a regular MOBA.
Right on.
And then it was fun. I mean, it was. I could have played it or Heroes of the Storm and had no care either way.
Heroes is good. Blizzard did a good fucking job with that game.
It's easy for me. Like, I'm not a super MOBA person, so it's easy for me to take one person and
click along. It was weird to go from, like, I played League quite a bit. I was never very good at it. And I played Dota a decent amount, and again, I was never really good at it, but going from those to Heroes of the Storm was crazy because like the leveling system is just different. Like your team levels together, that's not a thing at all. Like with Dota and League, characters can spiral like completely out of control and just end up like 10 levels above everybody else, and they're just murderers. They just,
you can do that on Supernova,
run through the woods just fucking mugging people and nobody stands a fucking chance. But yeah, I'm gonna blow Blizzard quite a bit through this whole game thing because I got Overwatch access for Friday and Saturday, and their pacing for games is so fucking perfect. I played the beta for Battleborn, which is like a first person MOBA, and same general idea. Two teams start at their base, and then you go towards the middle to fight each other, and then there's minions that run along on the ground, and then there's obviously a bunch of heroes to pick from, all that shit. And it was fun, but the pacing was super weird because I played probably 10 games, and the timer would run out before, instead of the timer counting how long you've been in the game, it counts down. And so it starts at like 30 minutes or like 20 minutes or something like that and counts down. And then once you hit zero, whoever has the lowest amount of health loses. Essentially like the timer running out on like Street Fighter or some shit like that.
That's horrible.
It was, yeah, I mean, there was only one of the games that I saw finish. Like, actually went into their base, killed their main, whatever it's like this spider robot thing that walks around and shoots at you and says witty shit. But it's from the makers of Borderlands, and it is Borderlands the fucking MOBA. Like, the scripting's really good. Like, they have an entire single player element to it where you're going through levels and it plays exactly like Borderlands if Borderlands didn't have the loot system. Like, it's the same mechanics, like a floaty jump and all that shit. When you're shooting things, the numbers are popping up over their heads and all that stuff. And then there's this half-assed put together storyline that's super fucking, it's super clever. But then I got Overwatch access, and there's no competition. They're both $60 games. They're both full price games, and all the heroes are free to everybody. Well, not free, but all the heroes are accessible. It's not like you have to spend extra money on it. But
DLC.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they're eventually going to come out with something. Blizzard has always expanded on their games, but the pacing is perfect. The timing on the rounds is perfect. It is almost exactly like Team Fortress 2. Almost exactly like Team Fortress 2. There's the fucking payload run where you just have to stand next to the cart and get it to move towards from checkpoint to checkpoint. Yeah, yeah. There's another one where there's like an ABC point and you need to hold A in order to get to B, or you need to hold C in order to get to B, and the teams are just fighting in the middle pretty much. And then there's like your regular capture the flag shit, and the characters are fucking fun. They're all badass, and they all have, it's similar to a MOBA in that everybody has like a right click. So they have like a primary and a secondary, and then their F is their ultimate. And then they break them all into like the defensive guys. One dude's a robot that transforms into a cannon that has like this big fucking Gatling gun that just pounds out rounds. And then there's like your healers, like standard bullshit, like support classes, and then your attack damage classes. But where was I going with that? Oh, this one dude, McCree, he's like this like stereotypical cowboy guy, and he's got this badass revolver, and his ultimate like slows, I don't know how they do it, but they make it look like it slows down time like a little bit, but it doesn't do it for anybody else in the game. And then it marks everybody that's on your screen. Like, it pulls in like a little reticle, and then once it like locks in, then you click, and everybody that had a little red reticle on them dies immediately. Like, your guy just goes pow 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 with his six shooter and just smokes motherfuckers. It's like, if you time your ultimate right, you can just walk into the middle while they're trying to take over an area and put the entire team down.
Nice.
It's, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Poor Battleborn. There's no fucking chance. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some fanboys out there like, ooh, no, it's really good. Oh, Star Trek is better than Star Wars. It's not. It's just not. Sorry. You'll always be fucking number two. But yeah, ton of betas this last weekend.
It is the season of betas. There's still a ton to do. I know, clicking around, this is one that caught my eye, so I jumped on it. But I know there's more.
Oh yeah,
more
PAX East is next week, and I think they're trying to get as much hype built up for as much shit as possible. I didn't get a chance to play the Doom beta that ended yesterday, and
yeah, we played the beginning of it. But
what's that?
We played that Doom beta, didn't
no,
we?
No, it was Unreal Tournament.
The first one?
That was the Alpha. Tournament. Yeah, Doom's like, that's right. It was the multiplayer beta that just, I think they've been in closed beta lately, and then now it's on open just for the weekend. But okay. I mean, it looks badass. No reloading, like typical over the top Doom shit. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like it'll be a fun shooter like Quake, like Unreal Tournament.
So there's
genre.
For sure gonna be a Duke Nukem coming out like next year.
I think they're giving up on that, dude. The last one, the last one was such a piece of shit. And
when was the last one? I played 64.
Duke Nukem Forever came out in, I want to say, 2012 or something like that.
I didn't play that.
And it was just it literally took forever to fucking come out. It had skipped like three console generations before it finally fucking released. It was, and I don't know. I've never been a Duke Nukem fan. I think that character is just idiotic. It's so stupid.
Going to the strip clubs and the aliens dancing and shit. I don't know. It was fun.
Even, yeah. I don't know. Even when I was a kid,
I
liked
Duke Nukem
like
64.
This is fucking stupid, dude. This isn't funny. This isn't clever at all. It's just so deliberate. It's dumb. Okay, yeah. The cops are pigs. Wow, how'd they come up with that?
Yeah, they were. I think it's one of those games that came out at the perfect time because it was naughty. It had bad things in it.
Yeah, there was
some of those, like, you'd play in the living room and you'd have to look over your shoulder and make sure your mom wasn't walking around.
When you're walking through the strip club. So stupid. Now
I think that's why I have such good memories of it, because of stuff like that.
Now we run around in games like Gears of War and curb stomp people and run fucking chainsaw bayonets through motherfuckers and cut them in half. And
but if they made a true Duke Nukem remake like that, people would freak out. People freak out over Grand Theft Auto, but not Gears of War and shit like that. Like, that's
The interesting thing about Grand Theft Auto is all their negative press was paid for. Back in the beginning, when it was like, you shouldn't give your kid this game because it will make them drug addicts and rapists. Like, that was all paid for by Rockstar Entertainment. Yeah, they made fantastic. Their own press monster that just, in turn, sold a fuck ton of games because, oh my god, if kids are like, they're gonna go kill a hooker in the game and then they're gonna go into real life and go kill a bunch of hookers, like, this must be some real shit. I had better go get it. I must try this hooker killing game.
But they got rid of the hooker killing.
Really? Can't kill the hookers?
GTA 5 doesn't have any hookers.
Oh, yep. Are you sure?
When was the last time you saw a hooker?
I mean, I can't play GTA 5 because that game is a piece of fucking shit. and just won't. It's missing some file, and it won't launch anymore. So I just uninstalled it. I've given up. I never finished it, and I never will.
I got to the point now. I turned on my Xbox the other day.
Ooh, how was that?
I had GTA 5 still loaded, so I got into it, and there's no mission. It doesn't have any missions for me because I've beaten them all. So I'm just, like, running around. Run this lane. Like, I'm just buying stuff, so I'm robbing convenience stores and
driving cars off of cliffs.
Yeah, just having fun. I like that game. I get to go in and just do
dumb shit. It's a ton of fun, man. It's a fun game. It's just that whatever that media file is will not... I fixed it before, and it just doesn't work, but...
So, Xbox has come out and said that they are not going to make an Xbox 1.5.
Whatever they were talking about.
Yep. We are not going to do it. There's no new Xbox coming out. Unfortunately for them, the FCC files are open to the public.
Oh, yeah.
And Xbox has filed a FCC filing for a new wireless chip, which alone could be nothing, right?
Sure.
It could just be
controller
them upgrading
tech or
the wireless
some shit like
chip
that
they've done before. But what the important thing about the FCC filing was that it had a NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, clause in part of it, where until June 25th of this year, that document cannot be made public. So it's just blacked out, basically, on the FCC filings.
Oh, okay.
But there's certain parts that they can't block. Like, it has to tell the FCC what it is, because the FCC has to say, like, whether or not they're allowed to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And it is a new user manual.
Really?
100% brand new user manual. There'd be no reason for a new user manual if it was just a new wireless chip.
Definitely.
Unless it's, for some reason, for the wireless chip, but I don't know. They've never released a whole new Xbox manual for one component change.
That's interesting. I guess while we were sitting here, I saw something on Polygon popped up that the... God damn it. I hate the internet. The new PlayStation is codenamed Neo, and it's going to have an upgraded GPU and CPU. So it's going to be, they're going to make the PlayStation 4 more powerful. And we've talked about it a couple of weeks in a row at this point, but it's so fucking crazy to me, like, how different this generation of consoles is. It's been out for how long, and it's already changing?
It's fucking failed.
Yeah.
It failed. And not, dude, you can be a PlayStation fanboy or an Xbox fanboy all you want. You two can hold each other's dicks as you burn in flames.
Seriously.
Both of them failed.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
That's incredible, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nintendo is doing whatever Nintendo does,
yeah,
but, like...
Nintendo's is doing its best. Like, it's just...
I know 200% more people that have purchased a Wii U in the past year than I do people that have bought new Xbox One.
Yeah. I
like, they have got Xboxes and played them and been like, oh, that's whatever. And then they play PC, and the only thing they can't get out of PC is Nintendo.
Yeah.
You can get basically every... Well, now you can get every Xbox game.
That's...
And basically every PlayStation game on a PC that is... So it's superior.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's more expensive, but it's superior in every way. You can always upgrade it. It will... If this thing ever doesn't play a game on elite settings or the highest ones possible, I can... get on Amazon and same day deliver a new fucking chip.
Right.
For it. Like,
it's a trip, dude. It's such a weird... what I think Nintendo did correctly, personally, just my opinion, Nintendo made a video game console. That's what they fucking did. Instead of these stupid-ass entertainment consoles or whatever the fuck they want to label them as, drop the bullshit, focus on the video gaming, because that's what so many people buy them for. How many people... No one's going to buy a PlayStation 3 or a PlayStation 4 because it's a Blu-ray player. You can buy a Blu-ray player for $50. You don't need to go buy a PlayStation 4. I just wish that they would focus on... Nintendo continues to make good games. There's nothing impressive that's out on consoles right now.
They continue to make good games that aren't available on Steam.
Yeah. They have their shit.
Steam made it so easy when you didn't have to buy disc sets anymore.
Yeah.
When you didn't have to, when digital downloading wasn't from one server somewhere, when you had this entire network of gamers reviewing games, new indie corporations being able to throw out like betas.
Garbage. Just piles and piles of trash.
But then every now and then you end up with a game like Meat Boy.
Yeah.
Or you end up with Fez. Axiom Verge.
Axiom Verge is coming out for the PlayStation Vita for you and the other five people that own a PlayStation Vita.
Me and Steven Pinier are about to get the...
Oh, yeah.
About to dust our Vitas off.
I was stoked at first. Vita's I was a, like, that's badass. That dude's game made it out to a fucking... Oh, wait. It's the PlayStation... Okay. He's going to sell 18 copies, and that's fucking it.
The Vita was... I feel like it's like the PSP. It was the best handheld that never could get traction.
Yeah.
The thing plays PlayStation 3 quality graphics all day long. And they made it where it was too hard to make games for... This is what I heard. Is it was too difficult to make games for the console because it had touch pads on the back.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
All the other stuff. Yeah, like, so there were so many hurdles that people had to go around that they just didn't make that many games for it. I had a ton of games on mine. Like, I got a whole sleeve full of them. I played them. I liked them. And then there just weren't any more games.
Yeah.
And I picked it up one day and I updated it. It hadn't been played in, God, a year or more. Updated it, went on the PlayStation Store and looked for games. Didn't see anything Nothing. New that I liked, and I turned it off and put it away.
I mean, you don't hear about it. It released, and then a week later, it was just gone. That was it. And I don't even remember what the negative part about it was. Like, it didn't play PSP games, right?
It does.
Okay. I can't.
But
what is
only,
that? UMD? Is that what that's called? That format?
But it doesn't play the discs. You have to download them again from the PlayStation Network.
Oh,
but a lot of
okay.
them are free.
It didn't have a game port, did it? It was all internet.
Cards. No, it's little SD cards.
Oh, okay.
They look like SD cards.
Okay. I clearly have no fucking clue what I'm talking about then.
Like a smaller version of the 3DS cards.
Okay.
And you pop them in. No, there's no reason why it didn't do well, I think, other than content. And maybe that mobile games can't... Like, they have, like, Call of Duty-style games on there. And I think mobile... Not handheld gaming, not mobile gaming, but handheld gaming needs to be more Mario. It needs to be more Pokemon. It's got to be what Nintendo did.
Yeah.
They can't go too far with them, or you can't sit down and play a little bit. Handheld gaming is nice because if I'm on if I'm at a doctor's office waiting, or if I'm on a train, whatever the last freaking
I was
going to
say, all
train.
Those trains you ride.
But if let's say you take the bus to work or to school, and you can open it up and you can play a level of Mario and then jump off, I can't get on and play most of the games that I have for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
like there's no quick.
Yeah, the time commitment's much. Yeah,
it's like higher. Playing rounds of Call of Duty. Is it Revergence? What is the name? There's a game where you're like a firefighter and aliens attack.
Wow, sounds.
And you can like stab them with the fucking axe. It's actually a good game. It'd probably be a great game blown up on the PlayStation 3.
Wasn't that a weird thing with the Vita also? Like you could stream games from your PlayStation 3 to your Vita?
And I think it was PlayStation 4. It was really integrated.
Oh, okay.
And so they thought if they sell the Vita now with these games and stuff and titles, when the PlayStation 4 comes out, they won't have to make any more games because you'll just stream them from home. But you have to be on the internet.
Yeah.
And then I have...
It might work in Singapore, but I don't...
I have the fucking AT&T model.
Oh, really? They did models like that?
Right. So I can buy minutes and use it. I think they disconnected the service.
Really?
I don't think it's an option anymore. That completely failed. I got it because I bought it thinking, hey, when I go offshore or if I work wherever, I can take this with me, and as long as I'm close enough for cell service, I could jump on and download a new game or an update or even play online if I want to spend the money.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work. God, that's going to go down in history as one of the biggest fails.
I wonder, did it get received well in Japan? I mean, this is so long ago, it's silly that we're even talking about it, but I just...
Well, they released a new model a year ago.
Really?
And it came with... there's no more option for the AT&T. I knew that. They were thinner, bigger hard drives. But maybe it'll be like the PSP. The PSP found... It essentially failed, too. Like, it didn't... It wasn't ever as big a hit as... The Nintendo DS's or anything was, but people hacked the crap out of them. I got a buddy that while we were in Iraq the first time, he hacked PSPs.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have like every Nintendo game ever made on my PSP.
Did he just put them all on the little SD cards? Is that.
Yeah, he loaded it onto. Yeah, it was on the... You could get that memory chip for it, so it's all on that.
Yeah, there was a couple dudes that were on my ship that had like, little SD cards that had, like, 100 games on it, like, old school, right. Like you were talking old school Nintendo games on there.
And it's so thin, and the screen is big for how little it is. The PSP became very popular once people started hacking the shit out of them. The Vita's been locked up tight. There's no...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't break them and put, you know, a bunch of... Because I think maybe the popularity would go up then, you know, once the security updates stop happening and then people can buy them dirt cheap and then throw a, you know, 80 gig external memory chip in it, you know, little SD card.
That's so interesting.
But that's the other thing that they went fucking nutso with. The memory chips were special PlayStation SD cards.
Really?
So they're shaped funny, so you can't just buy an SD card.
Yeah.
It's a proprietary? Is that the word for that? Yeah, it's proprietary. So if you got a 32 gig chip, it'd cost you $100. The prices are already... So I had a couple 8 gig chips at first because I couldn't afford or didn't want to spend at least.
Yeah.
So that when I bought the system, it came with 8 gigs. And I could play the ones I added, but to download the games off the internet. So if I couldn't go to a store and buy one, which was hard as hell because nobody carried Vita shit, you could only download a few games. And then it was locked up. It was over. So I eventually broke down and bought the big card. The big card's like 64 gigs.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, I swear to God, that thing was $90 or something like that when I bought it. Like, and this was a while after the Vita had been out. If they'd have made it SD card capable, I think that would have upped the popularity because then you could have bought the thing for $200 and you could have taken it home, and you some of the games are fucking $60, $50, $60.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
They had some full price titles. They had Call of Duty came, you know, for them, and I think it was $50. So I don't know how we ended up on a Vita rant here. Because the Axiom Verge.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it failed.
It is interesting.
But good for Axiom Verge. I might start it and put it on there because that would be fun to play on the Vita.
Yeah, it's a good controller game to begin with. I can't imagine trying to play it with a mouse and keyboard, but that was a good fucking game. Star Fox comes out on Saturday, so that's exciting.
The game or the animated series?
That started like yesterday, I think. The animated series. I didn't see it. Did you?
I didn't. I just saw a post about it.
Somebody said that they were live streaming it, which didn't make any sense to me because I feel like watching somebody live stream a cartoon would be like watching somebody draw, and I think it would. I think the episodes would take a long fucking time. So I'm not too sure what the fuck they meant by that. What else? That's it. There's a few games coming out. Banner Saga 2. Oh, Gears of War 4 multiplayer beta starts today for Xbox One.
Season of betas.
Yeah. Yep. Did you see I'm sure you did. The trailer for Rogue Squadron? Or Rogue One? Is it Rogue One?
Yeah, Rogue One.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Yep, sure did. It looks good. I'm afraid that Disney will bleed Star Wars dry.
Why?
But it looks good. So, I mean, I can't hate them for putting out good movies. It's going to be the timeline expanded. There's going to be a standalone Boba Fett movie, a standalone Han Solo movie, and this one, which is... theory is that it's going to be mother of Rey.
Oh, okay. I think it looks... I think what Disney is doing is badass. They have Marvel right now, and Marvel's doing great with the Avenger movies and all that. I don't know why I said and, but all of that shit is good. All of them have been good, so I support their decisions.
Yeah, Star Wars is such a different outlet than like the Avengers. Like, you can do whole side op movies off of this. Rogue One is all off of a very small part of the original movies where they said, what are they, Bantas? Like, a lot of Bantas died getting us the plans to this Death Star.
Who were Bantas?
I want to say that was the name. I hope I'm not butchering it. But it was, they mentioned that a lot of lives were lost getting these plans, and then that was it. Then the rest of the movie goes on, and now this is all about whoever got them the plans to the Death Star.
Oh, okay. So is this like a prequel then? Does this...
This is back episode 4.
Okay.
This is... it's not prequel like 1, 2, 3. It's like immediate prequel to...
This is
going to
be weird then with how much shit's going to be jumping around with... With them being coming out, are they doing a new movie every year?
One a year, yep.
And then on top of that, they're doing these side movies that take place at whenever during.
There'll be one a year of those. So you're looking at two Star Wars movies a year for at least until 2017, 2018, whatever, or 20, at least till 2019, right? So. It goes Rogue One, and then it's going to be the Han Solo movie, and then the Boba Fett movie for the side movies.
Okay. That'll be cool.
And then...
Hopefully.
I'm excited for the Boba Fett one. The Han Solo movie, I forgot who they... It's supposed to be Han Solo as like a teenager, not a, like 1920.
Who's playing him, do you know?
I don't know yet. I don't even know if he's been cast.
Oh, okay.
But the script is that he's it's him becoming the smuggler. So you're going to see, like, the Kessel Run. You should see some, like, when he shows up in the Star Wars universe, he's already the older character of the bunch.
Yeah.
He's the, you know, he's already been on all these adventures, and now this is the end of it. You know, it's all cool and all.
Yeah,
so
for
it's
sure.
Supposed to be the big adventures, which that should be cool as well. I don't see any problem there. And Boba Fett, as we all know, went to do a... Now, how does Disney do a Boba Fett movie, which is just him getting paid to knock off everybody? A bunch of Jedi.
Yeah, he's just a fucking assassin.
We know when he dies, so it's not like they can, at the end of the movie, be like, the good guy wins. Like, no, it's got to be just a movie about him.
That is his comeuppance.
Murking people. Which would be cool. I hope they do that. I hope they do it like Deadpool style. And there's
still
got to
see
good
it.
Ending.
Still need to see it. Instead, I went and saw that piece of shit called Batman vs. Superman.
Batman, Superman.
My payments are dead. Fucking.
Why did you say that name?
That fucking movie was so bad. That was so fucking bad.
Ben Affleck is your Batman now, though.
He wasn't the worst part about it.
I think he was pretty good.
He did fine.
He
did fine. Fans have so much more to worry about. Superman sucks. I don't give a fuck. Superman sucks. And that I
whatever steroids that dude's on, I want to be on.
For sure. Which one? Both of them. Both of them are just juice to the gills.
Go the dude that played Superman is as wide as a Mack truck in this one. He is. Look at both. Dude, get on your computer and bring up a true shot, like not a CGI part, but an actual view of him walking around in the suit prior to like the first, when he did the first one, and then this one. I don't know what kind of fucking protein you have to take to make a Kryptonian triple in size, but the guy could barely walk through the halls of Congress. He was so fucking big. Like, that was the only... He came on screen, I went, God damn. It's
just... I'm so over the shitty second identity thing with him as Clark Kent. Like, black frame glasses are his disguise.
Super hipster glasses.
Get the fuck out of here.
Christopher Reeves looked different enough that you could almost believe it. This one's a goddamn joke.
Yeah.
It's like, why is Superman wearing a suit? doesn't even change his hair.
How
that
does
much?
Superman shave? He's immune to bombs. How does he shave his fucking face?
Kryptonite razor blade.
Well, he would just get weak, right? And if he cut himself, he'd be like, ugh. Ugh. Oh, man. When they introduced the rest of the Justice League, that was probably...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. You're welcome. You don't have to go see it now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we've given away anything out of the actual movie, except for he's super buff, and if that ruined the movie for you, I'm sorry. But, excuse me.
It'd be a lot cooler if Superman was just like a fat ass that was just a total beast. That he was just like I don't need to work out. I'm just tough. So I'm just fucking.
What Superman was that where he got drunk and his hair was all hanging down and he had like the 5 o'clock shadow? Wasn't that the one with Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor? Oh, fuck.
He's in his suit. And Reeves is just sitting at the bar, pounding shots. God damn it. Was that four?
I don't remember
that. Anyways,
that
Superman. I want that.
I forgot Pryor was in one of the movies.
He was in the one with the guy that got his power directly from the sun. And he trapped him in the elevator and buried him on the moon. He was like hitting him on the head and pounding him into the sand. Remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, I used to love the old Superman movies.
Nope. Yep. Yeah, don't go see that movie. It's fucking terrible bad.
Who was the second in the list? It was like they gave her the file, and the file had Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And then who was the second one?
There was who was it? There was a Flash. Yep. There was Wonder Woman.
They skipped it on the preview. Like, he clicked on the Wonder Woman file.
No, they
skipped that one.
The guy that was like hung up on the wall, and yep. the black doctor is operating right. on him. That's Cyborg.
Okay.
And I know that I'm assuming Teen Titans is the only like basis for that guess.
Is okay. I had no. It was, and Melanie asked me. I was like, I don't know, because they skipped him at first.
Yeah.
They did Wonder Woman. They did that Flash. That drove me the bananas. Other one, and then they skipped over. Back.
It was like, hold the fuck on. You fucking missed one.
Yeah, and you know what? If he is off the Teen Titan thing, then that would make a little bit of sense why they went with like the original three and then came back and clicked on that yeah. one, maybe.
Because, I mean, he does – I don't follow DC, so I know that
– Me neither.
Gods Among Men, that fighting game, like Injustice, Gods Among Men, or whatever it's yeah. called, he's a character in that game, and he's like
adult Cyborg. Oh, and they have a full Cyborg. Comic series.
Yeah.
The comics for Injustice are – pretty good, actually.
Right on. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. The dude that was in the picture of Wonder Woman from whenever that was, like, it looked like Nazi Germany, typical, right. it seemed. The dude that was standing to her right in that was, like, those were all famous actors. All of those guys were all famous actors. So I don't know if they're planning on doing a Wonder Woman movie, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Because the kid that was standing to her right, or the guy, was the same dude that plays Captain Kirk right now in the new Star Treks.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember his name. His name's probably Chris, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's blonde hair, blue eyed. Chris is pretty solid. Yeah.
Well, that does it for me, dude.
Sounds good, brother.
I accidentally got too drunk last night, and I stayed up too late, and, Sunday.
The Lord's Day.
I showed up to school pretty late today, and I needed to turn in my paper, and I finally got my paper printed off at school after whatever, like having to transfer funds onto my printing account so you can print and you don't have to like pay people, like you just pay a machine and then it takes the money out of your account, whatever, only takes $1 bills but no pennies. I finally got it printed, and I got up to the classroom, and class was canceled for the day. It's like, oh, well, I'll just go have Chipotle and go to bed. But yeah, yeah, it's been good. It's been real, but it's time for some sleep. Edit this bad mamma jamma. Oh, did I tell you that Melissa thought the neighbors were terrorists? was positive.
They were.
Terrorists. Hey. Hey, yo. Oh, yo.
Oh.
Don't you just wish.
Why?
Because they talked loud and they sold some shit.
You're all gonna die. You're gonna die.
So she... She's
did she call the hotline?
She's cursing me for telling the story right now. She went as far as to get onto the FBI website for the anonymous tip fucking piece of paper.
Hey, yeah.
And with great power comes great responsibility. She realized that the fucking the paper for an anonymous tip was quite the opposite of anonymous, and it's like, give us your credit history, pretty much.
Yeah,
she backed out. And a couple days ago, she either lost the motivation to turn these people in, or she just realized that other people talk loud and sell shit too. So
it turns out when you go on the FBI's terrorist website thing, which we are now firmly a part of because I said the words FBI and terrorist on the podcast. But they don't need you to fill it out, because as soon as you clicked that link, they just downloaded your entire...
They're in your house, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was completely bugged by the time you got back from Chipotle, so...
Oh.
She did report them.
Also, awesome current news, Connecticut Is it? It's Connecticut, right? Yeah, it's Connecticut. They're trying to get rid of the statute of limitations for child molesters, so there is no like, oh, we didn't catch you in the first 10 years.
Oh no, you froze.
Oh,
you said child molester and the internet cut out.
Yep, they're on. So they're trying to get rid of the statute of limitations for child molesters, which means that they could charge somebody with that crime regardless of the time frame. And the opposition that they are running into is, I'm sure you can guess who it is, none other than the fucking Catholic Church is trying to maintain the statute of limitations. Fucking people.
How do you, not to defend chomos, how do you prove it? Because what's the statute of limitations? It can't be like 7 years, right? It's got to be higher than that.
I don't know how long it is.
I'm assuming maybe it is 7 years, and if that's the case, for sure up it. Yeah. But if it's like 20 years, and they're like, we're removing the statute. I mean, how would they? How do you prove something at that point?
So what got brought up? It was on the Daily Show. He was talking about a gentleman whose name escapes me right now, but some of his old students came forward and like, hey, that dude fucking molested me when I was a kid. And then typical Cosby shit, a whole bunch of other people came in or was like, oh yeah, he diddled me as well. So since there's a statute of limitations, that dude is free and clear because it's outside of that time period.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I would like to know what the time period is, because if they aren't that old, then that means the time period was like, it's
relatively
like for
stealing
short, a candy bar,
yeah.
Like 7 years, and yeah, for sure, up that. All right, man, well, on the chomo note.
Word.
All of you that are chomos, be scared. Don't move to Connecticut. You're going to go to jail.
Yep. Or just, you know, become Catholic if you want. That works.
If you want.
Don't work for Subway. Those guys go to jail. Be a man of God. That's how you skirt the whatever. I'm done.
Make sure you go to the Horrible Influence Facebook page. Give us a like. Give us an idea of what you'd like to hear on the show. Also, head on over to horribleinfluence.podbean.com.
Subscribe.
Give us a follow there and on iTunes. We love you, and we will see you next week.
Later, guys.